This is a CGSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Meta purges massive influence operation linked to China's law enforcement. Tech giant Meta has purged thousands of fake accounts from its platforms, which the company says were linked to China's law enforcement agencies, and formed the world's largest online influence operation.
Meta 删除7700多个中共大外宣账户。社交媒体巨头 Meta 删除了数千个与中共执法机构有联系的假账户，而这些账户网络成为迄今为止已知的最大的跨平台大外宣。
The new report, published by Meta on August 29, says that the removed accounts were associated with a China-based operation nicknamed Spamouflage by the cybersecurity community.
8月29号 ,Meta 发布报告说，被移除的账号与被网络安全机构称为垃圾伪装的影响力行动相关。
Meta purged more than 7,700 Facebook accounts, 900 pages, 15 groups, and a smattering of Instagram accounts that were linked to the operation and engaged in spreading pro-Chinese communist and anti-US propaganda, among other things.
Meta 表示，已删除7700多个脸书账户，900个与该网络活动有关的其他页面，15个群组和 Instagram 账户。这个网络参与了赞扬中共、反对美国的宣传。
Meta was not alone in hosting the Chinese communist disinformation, however. The report says the covert influence operation was active on over 50 platforms, including X, formerly Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, Pinterest, Medium, Quora, and Vimeo.
Meta 的高管表示，除了脸书，这个亲中共的虚假宣传网络至少还在50个服务平台上存在，包括推特、YouTube、TikTok、Medium、Reddit、Quora 和 Vimeo 等平台。
Individuals linked to China's law enforcement appeared to be behind the operation. They worked from a geographically diverse set of regions in China, while attempting to make it appear that the activity was coming from the United States.
Meta 报告说，中共执法机关人员和垃圾伪装网络的运作有联系。该活动虚假账户集群在中国不同地区运行，但企图让人看起来活动是来自美国。
The network was run by geographically dispersed operators across China who appear to have been centrally provisioned with internet access and content directions, the report says. Although the people behind this activity tried to conceal their identities and coordination,Our investigation found links to individuals associated with Chinese law enforcement.
报告指出，该网络有分散在中国各地的运营商运营，他们似乎被集中提供了互联网接入和内容导向。尽管这一活动的幕后黑手试图掩盖他们的身份和协调，但我们的调查发现，他们与中国执法部门的相关人员有联系。
Meta's report says the investigation that unearthed the campaign began in 2022 after public reporting brought to light a campaign to target a human rights-focused nonprofit.
Meta 的报告称，发现垃圾伪装网络活动的调查始于2022年，当时公众举报揭露了一场针对一家关注人权的非营利组织的活动。
The influence operation Meta discovered targeted the United States and its key allies and partners, including Taiwan, Australia, the United Kingdom, Japan, and Chinese diaspora communities worldwide.
垃圾伪装网络行动以美国及其主要盟友和合作伙伴为目标，包括台湾、澳大利亚、英国、日本和世界各地的华人社区。
Much of the disinformation it posted attempted to degrade the United States or promote the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, which rules China as a one-party state.
垃圾伪装网络活动发布的虚假信息企图诋毁美国或称赞独裁的中共。
Spamouflage also manufactured and attempted to distribute conspiracy theories apparently intended to undermine confidence in the United States and the rules-based international order.These included stories claiming that the United States started COVID-19 by shipping contaminated seafood to China, bombed the Nord Stream natural gas pipelines, and committed genocide.
垃圾伪装网络行动 为了破坏对美国和基于规则的国际秩序的信心，还捏造并试图散布阴谋论，其中包括声称美国通过向中国运送受污染的海鲜引发了疫情，美国轰炸了北溪天然气管道，并实施了种族灭绝等。
The operation also made propaganda targeting Taiwan, urging its military leadership to surrender to China before war breaks out.
垃圾伪装网络行动还针对台湾进行宣传，敦促其军事领导人在战争爆发前向中共投降。
Financial analyst Wang Qian said overseas social media platforms typically underestimate the scale of China's online troll army.
旅美资深财经媒体人王健认为，Meta 等社交平台可能大大低估了中共水军的规模。
In an interview with Radio Free Asia, Wang Qian said, there are tens of millions in China's troll army, 2 million of whom are full-time. In addition to those 2 million, local governments and other institutions, including colleges and universities, have their own information officers or online commentators.
在接受自由亚洲电台采访时，王健说，中国的水军是以千万计的，专职的水军有200万。除了这200万以外，各地政府、事业单位，包括大专院校，都有信息员或者叫网评员，这就是水军。
Wang Qian added, if you post anything on X, formerly Twitter, they will come and curse you, quarrel with you, and try to lead a trend. The Chinese Communist Party relies on propaganda and brainwashing. If it didn't, the people would rebel.
王健还说，只要我在推特上发，就有水军攻击，我们叫五毛，骂你，跟你吵架，带风向，做各种各样的工作，中共就是靠宣传，靠洗脑，否则人民就反抗了。
Harvest Box is the program that delivers fresh and affordable produce to you on campus. We love that it's an easy way to get produce that supports local farmers. What do you love about Harvest Box?
I love that I get all of my produce for the week in one quick stop.
I love that I get to experiment in the kitchen with produce I don't normally buy.
I love that I don't have to leave campus to pick up my produce.
Find out more about Harvest Box, please visit hb.sustainablesfu.org.
Welcome back to the Chen Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. And now it's our time to showcase some of the albums recently released by Canadian musicians.First, I'll bring you a song by Lost Cousins, and it's called Shores, which is from the album titled Incendiary, released in 2019.听众朋友，欢迎您接着收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Ra Chen Show 的音乐节目。现在呢，我们要为大家推荐几首加拿大音乐人新近发行的专辑的歌曲。首先是来自 Lost Cousins 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做Shores. Next, I'll bring you Ivy, the Pulse, and the song is called Free Birds, which is from the album titled Sweet Fruitions, released in 2019. Oh, sorry, it's at the end of 2018.下面要带给大家的是来自 Ivy The Pulse 演唱的歌曲 Free Birds， 希望你喜欢。 Next is a song called She's Got a Sunflower by Logan McKnopf, and it's from the album titled Anchorness, which was released in 2018. 下面请大家欣赏来自 Logan McKnopf 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 She's Got a Sunflower。
潇洒地挥一挥衣袖，却拂不去长夜沉重的影子，随风中画满了你的名字，思念总在分手后开始。潇洒地挥一挥衣袖，却拂不去长夜沉重的影子，随风中画满了你的名字，思念总在分手后开始。想要将你的声音缠绵如诗，失去却成酸苦的旧知，还由不得你想牵肠几指，因为思念总在分手后开始。潇洒地挥一挥衣袖，却拂不去长夜沉重的影子，随风中画满了你的名字，思念总在分手后开始。想要将你的声音缠绵如诗，却成酸苦的旧知，还由不得你想牵肠几指，因为思念总在分手后开始。
That song was called 思念总在分手后 which means fond memory after breakup, and it was vocal by Pan An Bang. The last song for today's music segment is a song vocal by Pan Yue Yun, and it's called错误的别离 which means a mistaken breakup. And Hershu wants to thank you for listening to our show and wish you a great weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 9.1 FM. 听众朋友，刚才您收听到的这首歌曲呢，是来自潘安邦演唱的思念总在分手后。今天要带给大家的最后一首歌曲是来自潘越云演唱的歌曲，名字叫做《错误的别离》。在这里呢，何西感谢您和我度过了一段美好的时光，祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。
切都体谅，都体谅。